Look, in the oven. It's a cake. Hmm? It's a pie.
What?
No, it's Captain Casserole. That's right. Able to chop faster than a magic bullet from QVC. More powerful than a ninja food processor. Able to peel a potato with a single slice. Whoa. Captain Casserole. Yay. His food hits your plate and your pants hit the floor.
That's
his superpower.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in for the second date update, Jesse is on the phone. Jesse is now better known as Captain Casserole. And why do I call him that? Because Jesse went out on a date with Adrian, and he made her his famous chicken casserole, he says. They ate it. They had a good time. But during that date, he showed her his comic book room. I guess he's a big collector of comic books. And he thinks that she might have been turned off by that, because after he showed her that, the conversation seemed kind of forced, and then she left, and now she will only respond to him if he's like, hey, how are you? She'll respond to that, but every time he asks her out, she says she's busy. So we're about to get her on the phone and find out if it was the comic books that turned her off. You ready to go, Captain Casserole?
Yeah, I just want to know. I mean, that's all I can think of, is that maybe it was my comic book.
Let's not forget you're also wearing a Green Lantern ring to top it all off.
I think it's cool. I don't think it's that big a deal.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to get her on the phone and find out why she's not calling you back. You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Captain Casserole. I'll be your sidekick. Kid Dyson. Captain Casserole and Kid Dyson.
Dyson, huh?
Yeah. That's a brand of kitchen stuff, isn't it?
No, it's a vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shows how well I know cooking. All right. I'm going to dial the phone right now. Hey, either way, we can get all the household stuff done. I'll still be Kid Dyson.
Yeah, you can cook, yeah. You can clean.
All right, here we go. Kid Souffle, maybe. Kids
Cuisinart.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, it's better.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Adrian, please?
Yes, this is she.
Adrian, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? Who is this?
Yeah, this is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Oh, okay. What is this regarding?
This is regarding a date that you recently went on. I'll tell you what it is before you get too weirded out. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. You recently went out with a guy named Jesse, and he emailed us about you. So we're calling to find out why you're not calling Jesse back.
Well, this is really weird to be put on the spot like this.
I know. I understand. Do you not want to go out with him again?
I don't. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Hey, I don't care. You're not saying no to me. You're saying no to him. Why don't you want to go out with him again, though?
So, I mean, I went over to his house for dinner, and he had talked himself up as this really great cook, like one of the best in his circle of friends or whatever. And
He told us the same thing. He said he was a pretty good cook, and he said that he made you his signature chicken casserole.
Yeah, first off, chicken casserole is not, that's not a food. That's something you take to a potluck. That's something, you know.
I was actually kind of thinking the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, it's a casserole. It's like a throw-to meal that you do when you're like a working mom.
See, I don't cook. I heard the word casserole and I was like, wow. That sounds hard.
But, you know, you got to give the guy a break. He's like a single dude, so.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
And, like, I'm a huge foodie. But, you know, if it's good, if it's delicious casserole, like, by all means, you know, change my mind. Like, prove it to me, you know? Mm-hmm. But it was, I mean, it was the worst thing I've ever tasted.
Really? Was it that bad?
Oh, no.
It was so bad, and he had talked it up so much.
He said that you ate it and seemed to like it.
Well, I was brought up in the Midwest. I have certain manners that I try to, you know.
So you were
being polite.
Yeah.
Was it like can of mushroom soup bad type of casserole?
Oh, it had to have cream of something soup.
Like, again, I'm not tracking with you guys because cream of anything soup sounds good to me.
No.
Sounds delicious.
No, that cream of mushroom soup that, like, you get at the dollar store and you pull it out and it's like this gelatinous mass. Mm. Like, listen, my grandma used to make that.
Dude, the cream of mushroom soup. I love that stuff.
Okay, Well, if you like it so much, fine. But personally, I would not give that slop to my dog.
All right. Whoa. Yeah, it sounds like he made a delicious meal to me, but I guess I don't get it. So is that the only reason then that you just didn't like his cooking?
It's one of my deal breakers. You know, one of my priorities is that if I'm going to date someone, he needs to be able to cook. He needs to know how to cook for a woman. He needs to know how to set a table, present a meal.
All right.
Wow.
The comic book thing have anything to do with it? I know that you've voiced your concerns about the food. He thought the reason you didn't want to go out with him was his big comic book collection.
Actually, I mean, we looked at that stuff after dinner, and I felt physically ill. So I was just trying to, like, keep it together.
It couldn't have been that bad.
Oh, no.
No, it was. And I don't understand how. I mean, I'm really worried because if that's his signature dish, right? Cold in the center.
Yeah.
It wasn't even cooked all the way through. I mean, if that's his pride and joy, then, like, what does everything else taste like? Like, I'm completely terrified to think about that being inflicted on another woman.
I feel like the second date update has turned into a Yelp review.
Yeah.
And you're just destroying him.
It's like Food Network right now.
Yeah, well, one of his friends needs to sit him down because they've clearly, like, let him think that he's good at this.
Okay.
Well, Adrian, I do have to tell you that you kind of have already told him because he's actually on the other line listening.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. Jesse, you there?
You really didn't like it?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I've made that for people, and they love it. Like, I don't understand.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Jesse, but they were just being nice to you because it tastes like trash.
Oh.
Wow.
That's disgusting. It's unconscionably disgusting.
Oh, unconscionably.
Are you?
Jesse, nobody's ever told you that your food is bad before? I mean, the way Adrian is describing it, it's the worst thing on the planet.
Like, nobody has even said anything remotely like this at all.
Dude, Jesse, she is being so mean to you. Even if your food is that bad, like, I don't know why you're still, like, even being nice to her at all.
Well, I mean, if she's right and my cooking's that bad, I mean, I can't fault her for being upset about it. I mean, nobody's told me this before.
Listen, someone needed to tell you, and someone's told you, so you can move forward now, I guess. Need a slap. You need a clap.
You said class? I thought you said slap.
I heard that.
I thought you were like, you need a slap. I was like, you want to physically assault him, Adrian?
No. I mean, maybe someone could, but no. Just take a class. You know, if you like to cook, you can get better. I'm sure you can. You can't cook for another woman like that. Like, you just can't. It's not right.
What if I just had an off night? Like, I just wasn't up to snuff. Maybe you just didn't like that particular recipe. What if we have a do-over and I make you baked ziti?
Ooh.
No, absolutely not. No do-overs. No, like, if you can't cook a casserole to warmth in the center, like, that's basic cooking skills. That's common sense.
Adrian, you should be on one of those cooking shows as a judge.
Yes.
Like, you are perfect for it.
I just know good food, and I know what I like, and it's important to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, at this point, I need to ask you anyway. Would you like to go on a second date with Jesse? We will pay for it.
The only way I would ever go out with Jesse again is if he took a cooking class and he completed it, and I viewed the certificate with my own two eyes.
Wow.
Well, why don't we take one together? Then you know firsthand that I've gotten better.
No, I'm not taking the class with you because I don't need it, frankly. You take the class, you show me the certificate, maybe we can talk. Maybe.
Whoa.
We can talk.
Whoa.
So I can call you after I take this class?
Oh, Jesse, come
on. What are you doing? Get a spine, man. Say no.
Yes, you can call me after you take your cooking class. We'll see.
Hey.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll
Jesse,
go take your cooking class.
Come on, man. Like, really, you're going to go take a whole class and everything and show her a certificate just to get a second date?
Well, she's made a lot of good points. I mean, nobody else has told me this. At least she's upfront and honest with me about it.
Yeah, but she doesn't care about, like, the time, the energy, the effort you put into the night.
I mean, if I'm that bad, then then yeah, I mean, I guess she has a right to be upset.
Thank you. At least you're open to improvement. You know, like, if you want to be better, then that's something I can get on board with.
Well, there you go. I think this is kind of a successful second date update, sort of.
It's so weird.
I mean, they always say, like, in couples, hey, you guys should make each other better. Yeah. Doesn't matter if you do it by just degrading the other person until they do it. And that's what Adrian just did for Jesse.
Oh, nice.
Thanks for your time, you guys.
Thanks for the help. And if you guys know of any good cooking classes, let me know.
I'll have people text it in 78592. Where can Jesse find a good cooking class?